Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
And good evening from Bearcat Arena. The Northwest Missouri State women with their final tune-up before MIAA play begins as they take on the University of St. Mary here at home tonight. Matt Gorder along with John Coffey. And John, the biggest positive coming into action tonight for the Northwest women is coming off a win in their last outing a week ago.
And coming off a good second half in that last outing as they were able to defeat Missouri Valley. And it really was primarily a strong second half. They were down by 10 at halftime, able to come out, do a lot of things well there in the second half. And I think the big thing was they were able just to hit a few shots there in the second half and help propel them to that win. If they can take some of that confidence level into tonight's game and just continue to show improvement offensively, that'll be one of the big keys in tonight's matchup with St. Mary.
And it seems like the really most important next step for this Northwest women's team is confidence shooting the basketball.
Oh, no doubt about it. They're getting the shots, especially inside. They just have not had them to fall. They've had a little bit of success outside in the last couple of ball games, but primarily with Jasmine Howe knocking some down. But again, they just need to have a little more confidence just going up with those shots in the paint and just get a couple of those to fall, and I think some good things will come because out of their offense, they're getting the ball inside and getting some good looks at the bucket. And when those start to fall, it'll make a big difference with the way this team goes the rest of the season.
Northwest Missouri State and the University of St. Mary in a women's matchup from Bearcat Arena tonight. We're back with more on the pregame show after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart, Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 660-582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Ollinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville, SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealthstfrancis.com. Support also comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
The Northwest Missouri State women getting set to take on the University of St. Mary. And what we mentioned was their final tune-up before MIAA play. The conference play gets started Thursday of this week. And, John, I still don't know that I'm used to seeing games in the conference in early December.
I know it. They've been doing that last couple years, and it just seems like every year the conference season gets started just a little bit earlier. They've got Southwest Baptist on Thursday in Bolivar, and then they head over to Warrensburg on Saturday to face Central Missouri. So you're opening up with a couple pretty good opponents for both the men and women, and it really puts a little pressure on these non-conference games to start getting some things headed in the right direction in the past, of course, conference wouldn't get started until after the first of the year, and you had a few more games to try to get tuned up for it. But you really have to get things going early now with the way the conference season starts.
And the early part of the conference season will be important. Five of the first six conference games are on the road for both Bearcat teams. Now, of course, that'll help out as the season goes on, but you always want to get off to a good start in conference play, so playing on the road is going to be important the next couple of weeks.
Oh, no doubt about it. And it seems like there's really no in-between. Either you're at home early in the season or on the road early, and it doesn't seem like they're able to break up that schedule too much. So, again, if you can survive the first few weeks on the road and then take advantage of things at home the rest of the way, you can be in pretty good shape. So, as you say, you got to be ready to go, and things get started for real on Thursday down in Bolivar.
Northwest Missouri State and University of St. Mary out of Leavenworth, Kansas, our matchup tonight on the women's side. We'll be back with an interview with the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Michael Smith. That's right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fan wear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And from Baumley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Baumley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BaumleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Taco John's in Maryville and St. Joseph. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ILoveTacoJohns.com. And from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball. Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back in the pregame show before tonight's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and the University of St. Mary. Joining us now is Northwest head coach Michael Smith. Well, coach, the team, albeit a week ago, feels like a long time ago, but the team coming off a win. Talk about the second half, especially of that game against Missouri Valley. It just seemed like there happened to be a turnaround and real good play in the second half of that game.
Yeah, you know, it definitely was, Matt. As you mentioned, it does seem like it's been forever. I mean, I didn't want that Thanksgiving break to come. I wanted to continue playing, especially with the group that I washed out on the floor in that second half. And, you know, it's what I've been telling people all along. You know, for the most part, this early on in this preseason, you know, start of October, official practice, et cetera, that team that showed up in the second half the other night in Bearcat Arena is, for the most part, the team that I work with every day. I mean, it's just been enjoyable to watch them come out, compete as they do, battle each other. You know, somebody drops, they pick them up off the ground, and, you know, they're starting to hold each other a little more accountable. I mean, I feel like we're starting to make steps in the right way. It's just, you know, trying to put it all together, as we say. And, you know, this is our last preseason game of non-conference. You know, it's we need to come out from the very beginning today, regardless of what they're doing. You know, it's about us and you know, things that we can control. You know, the three keys I told our kids today, our three keys today is work hard, do your job, and don't play selfish. Those are our three things that I'm looking at tonight. It has nothing to do with who puts the ball in the hole or who gets the assist or anything like that. It's you come out and do your job, you work hard, and don't play selfish. Meaning don't be afraid not to lose, don't play to lose. You know, take chances, be aggressive, those type of things. That's what we're looking for right now. So Hopefully we can pick up where we left off. It seemed like, you know, again, forever last week against Missouri Valley.
Well, when you look at the four losses you and I were talking beforehand, those were against some pretty good basketball teams.
They're just great teams, you know. I look back now, and obviously you can't change what you've done. I think that preseason schedule is going to help us when we start MIAA play this the end of this week. Those four Division II losses that we've got on the season, right now those four teams are combined 21-2 overall. I mean, so we wasn't playing any chumps by any means. I mean, we were playing some really good competition, you know, and three of the four were on the road, you know. So, you know, for us being a young team, and I think we've made strides since then. If you look at our first game for up at Sioux Falls to where we are right now, undoubtedly we have started to mature a little bit. Our young kids are starting to understand, you know, how important every possession is and everything. So regardless of our overall record, you know, after tonight, our record starts 0-0, the way I look at it. You know, if you want to get in postseason play, whether it be the conference tournament, play in Kansas City, whether have a chance to play an NCAA regional, all that matters is how you perform in conference. And if you take care of business in conference, it doesn't matter what we've done these first six games of the season.
You mentioned some of the newer players getting a better feel and mixing in with the returning players, getting more experience playing with them. Is that what this part of the season really is all about?
Yeah, I think so. Kind of hit and miss, looking to see what worked, you know, making some tweaks offensively, defensively, you know, those type of things. You know, unfortunately, the first three or four games, it seemed like we were just trying to find a starting lineup that could handle it, you know. And I just told them, I was like, listen, this is who we need to start. This is who we're going to start. You need to be able to handle it. If you can't handle it, that's going to be on you. You know, I'm giving you an opportunity. Again, you come out and you can play hard, you compete, you do your job. You know, those things, if you just do that thing, the wins will take care of itself. And that, I truly believe that.
You were talking a little bit earlier about what you want to see the team do tonight. Is this one of those nights where you're really more focused on Northwest, on your team and what you guys are doing, than maybe worrying so much about the opponent?
It absolutely is. I told our kids I want to see our kids at least move two to three sides of offense. In practice and games, we've gone back and watched game field. Every time we keep the ball on one side, basically we're playing one side selfish basketball. When we do that, nothing good ever happens from it. When we share the basketball, when we play unselfish, you know, we move the basketball. We get the defense moving side to side. Regardless if they're playing a man or a zone, we usually get really good looks. Now, you know, early on, we've struggled finishing some of those shots. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, matter of fact, the other day we got back from Thanksgiving. The first thing I did in practice, Matt, I lowered the goal outside in Bearcat Arena, and I had one of the players come up and fit two basketballs in the rim. And I said, see, ladies, two basketballs, not just one, two basketballs fit in this rim at the same time, side by side. So everything is right now in your head. Get it out of your head. You know, the basket's going to go on the hoop. You got to keep working. You got to quit thinking about it.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, just south of the square, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com.
Support for today's game comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nw-av.com. Also from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 is a family restaurant offering Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Bearcat Arena, where we're just a few minutes away from the start of tonight's women's matchup, Northwest Missouri State and the University of St. Mary out of Leavenworth, Kansas. Our matchup tonight as we look at the starters for the two teams. First for the University of St. Mary Spires. They come in with a 3-3 record overall. Their head coach, Bruce Erickson, going with Imani Dixon, a 6-foot senior guard out of Oxnard, California. Is the team leader in scoring and rebounding. She averages just under 14 points and 7 rebounds a game so far this year for the Spires. Kelsey Switzer is a 6-foot sophomore guard out of Murphy's, California, averaging 9.5 points and 3.5 rebounds a game. Imani White is a 5'9" junior guard out of Omaha, a transfer to the Spire program from North Central Community College. She averages 4.5 points and 5 rebounds a game. Christy Holt is a 6'7" junior post player out of Terrell, Texas, and averaging 2.5 points and 2.7 rebounds a game for St. Mary. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Spires tonight is Andrea McClary. McClary is a 6'1" freshman forward out of Malvern, Iowa, averages just under 11 points and 5 rebounds a game for the Spires. On the other side for Northwest Missouri State and head coach Michael Smith coming in with a 1-4 record overall. And as you heard him mention a moment ago, of those four losses, those four teams are a combined 21-2 so far this season. But Coach Smith tonight going with Taylor Scholl, a 5'8" senior guard out of Mount Pleasant, Iowa, averaging 4.3 points and 2 rebounds a game. Also has 6 assists in just 3 games worth of play. Remember, she missed the first couple of games for the Bearcats out with an injury. Tanya Meyer is a 5'10" sophomore forward out of Sioux City, Iowa, averaging just about 12 points and 4.5 rebounds a game. She scored all 18 of her points against Missouri Valley College in the second half last Tuesday. Timber Schechinger is a 5'10" senior guard out of Manila, Iowa. Schechinger is one of two players that have started every game for Coach Smith so far this year, senior averaging 9 points and a team-high 7 rebounds a game so far this year. Macy Williams is a 5'7" freshman guard out of Tabor, Iowa. She averages just over 5 points and 2 rebounds a game for Northwest so far this year. Jasmine Howell is the other player that started every game for Coach Smith so far this year. 5'8" junior guard out of Millicent, Australia. She's really starting to come into her own shooting as they had expected. She is hitting 46% from three-point range this year, 10 of 22, averaging 11 points and 3.5 rebounds a game for Northwest Missouri State. So there are your starting lineups, Northwest Missouri State and the University of St. Mary in a single-game women's matchup tonight here at Bearcat Arena. We'll be back with the tip right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300. And from South Paws Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paws encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. Also from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet for Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More CarpetPlus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. And from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 and also supplies Bearcat families with buckets of original recipe or extra crispy chicken, as well as sides for lunch or dinner. Support also comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com. Also from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
And we're back at Bearcat Arena as the starters are introduced in front of the crowd here at home tonight. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Well, we mentioned this is the final tune-up for the Bearcat women before they get into conference play later this week. The men have already kind of had their final tune-up. They had their final tune-up postponed because of the weather last week, the matchup against Kansas Wesleyan. So they're into MIAA play coming up later this week. And, again, a trip to Bolivar on Thursday for a doubleheader matchup between the two sets of Bearcats getting conference play started this year.
And after that, a trip to Warrensburg on Saturday with Central Missouri Saturday afternoon. And tell you, early in the conference, that's a pretty big matchup really for both sides. But when you look at the last couple of seasons on the men's side, Northwest and Central playing for the conference title the last couple of years. And we got one of those two games right off the bat in the second game of the season. So a lot riding on this weekend coming up for Northwest.
And I see that Macy Williams has got a cheering section across the way. There's several signs over there. One I can see sticking up right now says, "Go Aunt Macy." So hopefully she has a good performance tonight and in front of some of her family and friends. As we really saw her come along against Missouri Valley, but it seems like she's one of those players that every game just gets more and more comfortable.
Yeah, and I think you'll see that as the season goes along with a lot of the players in this roster that coming into the program for the first year and getting used to what Coach Smith and the staff wants to accomplish.
And a tip controlled by St. Mary. It goes out of bounds underneath. Williams knocked it away from Kelsey Switzer and went off the hip of Macy Williams. So an inbound for St. Mary. They're going right to left here at Bearcat Arena from our vantage point. Imani White will inbound. Looks out on the wing, gets it out to Imani Dixon, puts up a three and knocks it down. So just like that, it's a 3-0 lead for St. Mary. Northwest with their first possession of the game. Over to the right side, Taylor Schull brings it out top for Williams. Williams will dribble it at the top of the key, work it left side for Schechinger, and out of the corner goes to Howe. Back up top, Williams fakes a shot into the right corner for Schull. Back to Williams. Three-pointer from the right wing is off the front of the rim. Schechinger fights for the rebound. Follow-up won't go, but right there for the rebound and follow is Tanya Meyer. And Tanya Meyer makes it a 3-2 game, each team scoring on their first possession. We're 40 seconds into it here at Bearcat Arena. Imani Dixon across midcourt to the top of the key for Imani White. Now down low, a turnaround shot by Andrea McClary is good off the glass. Post player with her first points, and it's a 5-2 lead for St. Mary. Williams to the right wing, brings it top of the key, now onto the left side. Northwest facing a zone defense out of the Spires in the right corner. Jasmine Howe. Howe to Williams. Round to the left side for Schechinger. Now between the circles, Meyer. Back to the left side, Scholl. Scholl with the crossover down toward the baseline. Now to the high post, Schechinger. Seven on the shot clock. Scholl left side, three on the way. Good! Taylor Scholl knocks it down. And that'll tie it at five with 8:40 to play in the first quarter. St. Mary with it. Dixon across the timeline, dribbling against Scholl. Northwest in a man-to-man defense. Top of the key is White. On to the left side, Christy Holt. Holt out between the circles for White. She drives, loses the handle on the basketball. May have been trying to get it to Holt as she was cutting down the lane, but nonetheless, it goes out of bounds and will belong to Northwest.
Northwest so far showing good movement away from the basketball offensively, and it's resulted in some good looks at the bucket, and Northwest has taken advantage of that early on.
Williams across midcourt, left side, into the corner for Howe. Howe back up to Williams. She'll bring it top of the key. Now onto the right side, Schechinger. Into the corner for Scholl. Scholl back to Schechinger, right wing. Skips over to the left wing, Williams. Into the corner, Howe. Shot fake, drive along the baseline. Shot blocked away. Loose ball in the paint, and Howe will chase it down all the way out near midcourt. Now to Williams. Puts up a three, left side. It's off the back of the rim. Long rebound taken on the run by Kelsey Switzer for St. Mary. On the break, a one-on-two and an offensive foul as she knocked Macy Williams to the floor. That'll be the first foul of this ball game, and Northwest will have possession. Score tied at 5, 7:49 to play in the first quarter. Coach Bruce Erickson wanting an explanation on why that was a foul call. And Williams will bring it across the timeline for Northwest. Over to the right side. Little shoulder move into the corner. Spins, gives it top of the key. Meyer now down low. Pass inside, taken away by McClary for St. Mary. Across midcourt comes Imani Dixon to the top of the key. Now over on the right side. She'll hand it off for Switzer. Goes on a drive. Stops. Open from 12. Shot short. Rebound for Schechinger underneath for Northwest. Williams will push it up the floor to the right side. On the wing to Scholl. Taylor Scholl skips it over to Howe. Left corner. Three on the way. That's off the front of the rim. Scholl tips the rebound out to Schechinger, who's knocked down from behind, but Williams picks up the loose ball. Back to Howe. Left side drive. Runner off the glass. Good for Jasmine Howe. And we've got a timeout with 7:01 to play in the first quarter. A 7-5 lead for Northwest Missouri State over the University of St. Mary. We'll be back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or 660-582-3677.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Out of the timeout, Timber Schechinger with a quick bucket, and the Northwest with the steal. Tanya Meyer takes a pass inside, misses the shot too strong. A rebound to the backside for Imani White for St. Mary. Northwest with a 9-5 lead, 6:06 to play in the first quarter. Arion Parker with the ball on the right side. Now it comes out between the circles for White. White will dribble it down the left side of the lane, stumbles, loses the ball, chases it down in the corner. Now cutting down the lane, Timber Schechinger takes a steal. They tried to get it to McClary. Schechinger right there defensively. Gives it up for Scholl. That's Taylor. Into the right baseline. Howe with a jumper from 15. In and out, no good. Schechinger there with a rebound and follow for Northwest. That's four for Schechinger. 5:37 to play in the first quarter, and another St. Mary timeout. 11-5, the lead for Northwest Missouri State over the Spires. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, and other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or online at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
11-5, Northwest Missouri State with a lead over the University of St. Mary. 5:37 to play in the first quarter. And, John, in the early going, the Bearcats are hitting some shots.
Not only are they hitting shots, but when they've missed a few, they've been there to get the rebound and the putbacks right now. 8 second-chance points in this first half, and that's one of the areas that was hurting them in the past, getting to some offensive boards and then going back up and knocking some shots down inside. And early on, they're getting rebounds and turning those into points on the offensive side.
St. Mary with the basketball out of the timeout. Dribbling on the right side is Ashley Hinkle. She'll skip it over to the left for Switzer. Back to Hinkle between the circles now, guarded by Taylor Scholl. On to the right side for White. Down to the baseline. Up with the floater. Too strong. Rebound on the backside for Timber Schechinger for Northwest. And once again, Schechinger hitting the board hard in the early going as she has 5 rebounds for the Cats. Meyer trapped along the baseline, tried to get rid of it. It was picked up by Imani White, and she is fouled from behind. This one will, and they're going to call it on Tanya Meyer. That'll be the first against Northwest in this first quarter. And now St. Mary with a substitute who is not on the roster. That happens. When you play NAIA Division II, that happens.
Yeah.
So the ball comes out between the circles. Now over to the left side for McCleary. McCleary onto the right wing. One dribble and pass into the corner. Taylor Scholl got a fingertip on it, knocked it away from Ashley Hinkle, but it goes out of bounds underneath. And an inbound coming for St. Mary. Inbound comes out between the circles. Now Hinkle with it. Hinkle with a pass. It's tipped by Scholl. Scholl trying to save it inbounds. Does. Gets the steal. But she was able to convert it and get it to Timber Schechinger. Now to Macy Williams. And she'll set the offense for Northwest. To the high post it goes. Meyer over to the left side. Scholl. Scholl skips it across to the right. Williams now to the corner. Howe open. The three's on the way. It rattles out. Rebound underneath for Andrea McCleary for St. Mary. Outlet will go to Hinkle. Hinkle gives it for Switzer. Switzer picks up the dribble and travels with the basketball. The Bearcats forcing some turnovers here early as Tierra Tate checks in for University of St. Mary. And Northwest will have the ball leading 11-5 with 4:10 to play in the first quarter. Shelby Mustaine into the lineup for Northwest. Mustaine, a 6'2" junior out of Jefferson City, averaging 6 points and 5 rebounds a game for Northwest. And now two of the officials will come together here to discuss something. And Timber Schechinger getting ready to inbound to Macy Williams. Williams across the timeline with it, works it over to the right side. On the wing for Taylor Scholl. Scholl drives to the baseline with it, skips it to the left corner, and it's taken away. Stepping in front of that pass was Tierra Tate. Pass ahead, taken back. Schechinger with another steal for Northwest. Cross midcourt in transition. Down the lane she goes. Wanted to kick a pass out to Scholl, but drew a foul instead. So Northwest will inbound baseline right. Tierra Tate called for her first. And Williams will step out baseline right to inbound it for Northwest. Williams gets it to Scholl, right sideline. Now back to Williams in the corner. She'll dribble it up to the right wing. Now out between the circles, Scholl, top of the key, Mustaine, on to the left, Howe. Howe looks in at Mustaine, cutting through, can't get it to her, now tried to go back out to Scholl. It's tipped out of bounds by Kelsey Switzer. And Northwest will inbound as Taryn Scholl will check in and take the place of Taylor Scholl for Northwest. 3:34 to play in the first quarter. And the inbound to Williams out between the circles. Over to the left side for Scholl. That's Taryn. 8 on the shot clock. She'll bring it back to Williams. Now to the right corner for Howe. Howe puts it on the floor. A couple of dribbles. Steps back. Puts up the shot. And that one did not catch the rim. So a shot clock violation against Northwest. And St. Mary will have it. Still an 11-5 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 3:16 to play in the first quarter. Between the circles, Tate works it to the left side for Switzer. Switzer will work it to the free throw line. Jessica McAdams now onto the right side for Maddie Roberts. Roberts back to the free throw line. A jumper from 16, no good for McClary. And another rebound for Timber Schechinger for Northwest. She could hit double-digit rebounds in the first half tonight. Left side, Howe to the high post. Mustaine, 15-footer from the free throw line, no good. Rebound out of bounds underneath, and it will belong to St. Mary.
Schechinger's done a really good job on the boards all season long. An unfortunate thing in the last game with Missouri Valley, just got into some early foul trouble, never could get on track in that matchup. But she's done a great job, especially going to the defensive boards so far this season.
The end of the ball game for Northwest is Maria Dentlinger. And now we've got an offensive foul away from the ball for St. Mary. Andrea McClary was knocked to the floor trying to set a screen, and she draws a foul, her first, team's third. And Alexa Schaaf will check into the lineup for Northwest. Schaaf takes the place of Jasmine Howe. So right now, Macy Williams, the only starter on the floor for the Bearcats. She brings it across the timeline with the dribble. Works it over to the right side. To Scholl near the sideline. That's Taryn into the corner for Dentlinger. Now up to Williams. Inside to Mustaine. Nice pass inside, and Mustaine finishes with the layup. First points for Shelby Mustaine, and Northwest is up 13-5. Across midcourt, Tierra Tate on the dribble for St. Mary. Expires that dribble out near the sideline. Now gives it to Switzer. She'll try the drive down the lane. Dishes inside on a tough pass, but got it to McAdams, who missed the shot. Mustaine has the rebound. It's knocked away and picked up by Williams. On a 3-on-2 to the free throw line. Underneath, tried to go to Schaaf. It's knocked away. And Switzer takes the loose ball for St. Mary. Across the timeline, left side. On the wing. Now gives it up for Tate. Tate down low. McAdams tried to square up and go up with the shot. Draws a foul. So she'll head to the free throw line. Foul will be on Shelby Mustaine. That'll be the first on Mustaine. Just the second team foul against Northwest, and Jessica McAdams will get two opportunities at the free throw line for St. Mary.
Northwest right now had a nice little run, an 11-0 run right at the moment.
First free throw good for McAdams. She's now 14 of 16 on the season for St. Mary. Taylor Scholl checks back in for Northwest. Gabby Hacker checks in for St. Mary. That's a tough last name for a basketball player, I'll give you that. See how many fouls she's called for before the game's over. Second free throw goes for McAdams as well. And it's a 13-7 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 1:42 to play in the first quarter. Taylor Scholl across midcourt with the dribble. Will run the point with Williams on the sideline to Taryn Scholl, right side. One dribble for her. Now to the high post, Mustaine. Oh, top of the key for Taylor Scholl. Now to the left side, Schaaf. She's got it on the wing. To the baseline, Dentlinger. Skips it out top. Taylor Scholl fakes right, goes back left against the zone. Inside to Mustaine. Hook shot off the glass. Good for Shelby Mustaine. That's four for Mustaine. 15-7. Northwest with the lead over St. Mary. 1:08 to go in the first quarter. Out to the right side, Imani White with it. For the Spires, double team now near the circle. And to the right side for Switzer. She drives, kicks it into the corner. Hinkle takes a three. That's too strong. Rebound, saved inbounds in the corner by Hacker, but it's knocked away from Taryn Scholl, who honestly had the best shot at it. Imani White got a hand on it. Knocked it off of Scholl out of bounds. And an inbound coming for the University of St. Mary. Spires will trigger it in on the far side. Comes out between the circles right for Hinkle. Under a minute to play in the first quarter. Hinkle between the circles. Now to the left side for Switzer. Switzer gets a screen as she brings it top of the key. Double team throws it away, but Scholl couldn't quite come down with it. Taylor Scholl got a hand on the basketball, but knocked it out of bounds underneath. So St. Mary will inbound baseline right. 39 seconds to play in the first quarter. And the inbound coming from Imani White. Still looking, running out of time, and she did run out of time. So the Bearcats force the five-second call. And another turnover. They'll get the basketball back with 39 seconds to play in the first quarter. That is the 10th turnover of this first half against St. Mary. In the left corner, Dentlinger with it for Northwest. Brings it out to Taylor Scholl. Now to Taryn between the circles. On to the right side for Schaaf. Dentlinger in the right corner. Up to Taryn Scholl. Inside to Mustaine. And Mustaine pushed from behind as she comes down with that pass. Christy Holt called for her first. And an inbound coming on the baseline right with 20 seconds to go in the first half. Or excuse me, first quarter. Knew I would do that eventually.
It's easy to do.
Taylor Scholl will inbound for Northwest. Gets it into Mustaine on the block. Kick out for Scholl in the right corner. She'll bring it up to the wing. Dribble between the circles. Cats will likely work for the final shot of the quarter. Scholl to the left elbow. Now to Taryn Scholl, right corner. Three, blocked away, but she got the rebound. Scholl into the paint, up with the shot off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound for Imani White. Gets it ahead to Switzer, who can't get a shot off in time. And at the end of the first quarter, it's 15-7. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over the University of St. Mary. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Be back with more from Bearcat Arena. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 offers Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471. Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni are Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Back to Bearcat Arena, 15-7, Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over the University of St. Mary as we're about to start the second quarter. And, John, I think the most encouraging thing about the first quarter is just the way shots went down for Northwest.
Yeah, both outside and inside. Again, they've had some issues early in the season with points in the paint, and they're doing a good job on our offensive boards and getting the putbacks to fall in. And that's been a positive. And also forcing some turnovers, 10 turnovers so far out of St. Mary, and Northwest taking advantage of that as well, as they're able to come up and get some points off of turnovers at the moment, too. So a lot of things are going right for Northwest in this first half.
And two of the officials brought the two coaches to midcourt and had a conversation with both of them at the same time. Coach Michael Smith went back to the bench, told his assistant Buck Shield something, probably what they were discussing, and Bruce Erickson for St. Mary continued on the conversation, and now he's explaining to his assistant coaches whatever they were told. Northwest with the ball to start the second quarter. In the right corner, Timber Schechinger. Bearcats back to their starting five, except for Taylor Scholl. In her place is Aubrey Benson. Now to Meyer at the free throw line. Tries to drive, bumped as she goes up for the shot. Christy Holt will be called for her second foul. And Tanya Meyer will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. Meyer 14 of 16 at the free throw line so far this year.
She didn't get a start in the matchup with Missouri Valley, but really responded with a strong second half to get her way back into the starting lineup.
It's the first of her two free throw attempts here. Back in for St. Mary, Jessica McAdams. She has a couple of points on two free throw makes. Second free throw for Meyer is good. So she's got 4 points in this ball game, and it's a 10-point Bearcat lead, 17-7, 9:43 to play in the first half. Across the timeline on the dribble, Ashley Hinkle brings it to the right wing. Now into the corner, gives it for White. Back to Hinkle. Hinkle out between the circles with it. Works it over to the left side. Howe nearly got the steal, but it's through her hands, and Kelsey Switzer picks it up. Skip across to the right side. It goes by White and out of bounds. White thought Andrea McClary was going to catch the pass. McClary knew White was behind her, pulled her hands down, and it got by White before she realized it was heading her way. So another turnover, and Northwest Missouri State with it. Macy Williams between the circles, into the left corner for Timber Schechinger. Now into the right corner, Howell puts up a three-pointer, and that one's off the front of the rim a couple of times. The rebound fought for underneath. Williams and Switzer each getting a hold of it. And a possession arrow will give it to the University of St. Mary. 9:07 to play in the first half, 17-7 Northwest Missouri State's lead. Walking it up the floor comes Ashley Hinkle for the Spires. Cross midcourt, right side, on the wing, now into the corner for White. Inside, cutting to the basket, Andrea McClary takes the pass and hits the layup. She has 4, 17-9, Northwest Missouri State on top. Williams between the circles, into the right corner for Howe. Howe takes a couple of dribbles, goes into the paint, kick out left side, Schechinger takes a three, that one's airballed, and the rebound for Meyer on the backside. Meyer tried to skip it to Howe. Howe thought there was somebody out there. It sails over her head and out of bounds. So the turnover will give it back to University of St. Mary. Marquette women playing their final non-conference game before they begin conference play on Thursday in Bolivar. Ankle dribbles over on the right side for St. Mary. Now between the circles for White. Onto the left side, McAdams. To the wing for Switzer. Swings back around to the right side. White with it on the wing. Inside, gets it to McClary. Tried to dribble and drive on Schechinger, but traveled with the basketball. That will give it back to Northwest Missouri State. And Morgan Brommel will check in for her first action of the night for St. Mary.
Play getting a little bit ragged for both teams here in the second quarter.
Williams across the timeline with it. Works it to Benson on the right wing. Holds it above her head. Fakes a pass. One dribble. Now to Howe. The free throw line, Schechinger down the lane she goes, up with a shot off the glass, no good. Meyer tried to get the rebound but was knocked to the floor, so St. Mary out of there with it. White gets it ahead to Hinkle, now cross court left side, Brommel. Couple of dribbles for her to White, top of the key. Spins on the drive, double clutch shot off the glass, good for Imani White. First points for White, 17-11, Northwest with a lead in the basketball. 7:36 to play in the first half, Benson on the right wing. Between the circle, Schechinger fires it into Meyer. Meyer spins, goes up with a shot blocked away by McAdams. And a loose ball picked up by McClary for St. Mary. Gives it up for Hinkle, who hears the play call from her head coach, Bruce Erickson. Makes that play call as she crosses midcourt right side to White, top of the key. She dribbles it off of her leg with Meyer right there defensively and now chases it down. White picks up the dribble between the circles. Gives it to Brommel out near midcourt, 7 on the shot clock. Between the circles right, McClary. She'll try to drive on Schechinger into the corner. Hinkle forces the shot. It's no good. Meyer tips the rebound to Brommel at the free throw line, and she hits the 16-footer. It's the first points for Morgan Brommel, and it's a 17-13 game. Northwest calling a timeout here as we're seeing the University of St. Mary on a bit of a run, and it allows Coach to get both Taylor Scholl and Shelby Mustaine into the lineup for the Cats as well. 6:49 to go in the first half, a 4-point Bearcat lead. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo is at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
St. Mary's reeled off six straight points. That has Northwest head coach Michael Smith chatting with his team. 6:49 to play in the first half. It's a 17-13 lead for Northwest Missouri State, and the Bearcats will have the basketball out of the timeout. Again, Mustaine and Taylor Scholl into the lineup for the Cats during the break. Still looking at that zone defense from St. Mary. 1-2-2 zone out of the Spires right side. Taylor Scholl avoids the trap with the dribble. Tried to get the bounce pass into Mustaine. Knocked away. Scholl chases it down. Williams at the top of the key. Onto the left side for Howe. Howe back to Williams. She'll bring it middle of the floor. Work it over to the right side for Taylor Scholl. Skip to the left corner. Howe. Howe looks inside at Schechinger. Not there. Five on the shot clock. Williams top of the key. She goes on the drive. Has to force the shot and got it to go. Macy Williams with her first points of the night. And it's a 19-13 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Hinkle with it over on the right side. Drives down to the baseline. Now gives it to the free throw line. McCleary puts up the shot. No good, but she draws a foul. We'll head to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul called on Taylor Scholl. That's her first. And again, McCleary to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Let's pause here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. First free throw by McCleary is good. She has a second one coming her way. 6:04 to play in the first half. McCleary's second free throw is also good. So she hits both. 19-15 to lead for Northwest Missouri State. Kelsey Switzer and Gabby Hacker back in for the Spires. Jessica McAdams and Morgan Brommel head to the sideline. For Coach Erickson, onto the right side. Taylor Scholl avoids the trap, gets it to the high post. Mustaine down to the baseline right. Schechinger. Now back to Scholl. Scholl between the circles for Williams. Tried to work it to the left side of the floor. Now does. Howe near the corner. Left open. The three is up. And that one spins out. And the rebound underneath for Imani White for St. Mary. White will leave it for Hinkle. And she'll set the offense for the Spires. Works it over to the left side. Out on the wing, now it goes to the high post. McCleary with it there, tries to drive, shot blocked away by Mustaine, and the rebound for Timber Schechinger for Northwest. Outlet to Williams, she'll push it up the floor, down the right side of the lane, one-handed shot, good off the glass for Macy Williams. So Williams with a couple of buckets here over the last minute or so. She's got 4 points in the game, and it's a 6-point Bearcat lead. St. Mary with the basketball, 5 minutes to play in the first half. Hinkle between the circles. Gets it top of the key for White. She'll try to go down the left side of the lane. Now we'll back it out. Crosses over. Down to the baseline with the drive. Now top of the key. McCleary bobbles it but picks it up. Works it to the right wing for Switzer. Switzer drives by Williams. Up with a shot over Mustaine. Too strong. Schechinger tips the rebound out to Scholl. Doesn't have numbers as she pushes it up the floor. Now to Williams between the circles. She'll work it to the right corner. Howe there. Look to go inside. Now a skip pass over to Scholl, left side. That's Taylor. High post. Schechinger open from 10. Shot off the back of the rim. And the rebound picked up by St. Mary. Schechinger will then commit a foul from behind. For Timber, that will be her first. Second team foul in the second quarter for Northwest. Maddie Roberts checks back in for St. Mary. Alexa Schaaf back in for Northwest. Jasmine Howe will head to the sideline for the Bearcats. And Tanya Meyer getting set to check in as well. And Schechinger will go to the sideline. Bearcats with a 6-point lead. Ashley Hinkle across midcourt with the dribble. Works it to the left side for Switzer. Switzer to the top of the key, McCleary. Onto the right side she goes. Hinkle, top of the key, Roberts. Roberts with a couple of dribbles, looks inside, throws it there, and Mustaine gets the steal for Northwest. Gives it up for Williams. Williams across midcourt with the dribble, working it over to the right side of the floor. On the wing with it. Gets it out to Mustaine, inside to Meyer. Meyer into the corner for Schaaf. It's off her fingertips and out of bounds. And it will go back to St. Mary. Into the ball game for them, Summer France, seeing her first action of the night. Her Cats with six turnovers in this first half. St. Mary with it on the left side. Switzer dribbles between the circles with it. Guarded by Meyer. Dribbles off her foot. Goes out of bounds. And Northwest will get it back with 3:35 to play in the first half. 21-15, the Bearcat lead. Northwest opens conference play Thursday evening with a doubleheader in Bolivar against Southwest Baptist. Left side, Taylor Scholl tried to get a pass to Williams. It's kicked out of bounds by Kelsey Switzer. So Northwest will inbound from the far sideline. Williams takes the inbound just in front of Taylor Scholl, who was inbounding. Now a screen, top of the key by Mustaine. The floater by Williams won't go. Rebound for France underneath. And she'll get an outlet ahead to Hinkle for St. Mary. Hinkle with a bounce pass cross court to Hacker. Shot blocked away. Mustaine chased it down, but it hit the baseline just before Mustaine got to it. Couple of blocks in this first half for Shelby Mustaine. And St. Mary will inbound on the baseline left as Aubrey Benson checks back in along with Timber Schechinger. Williams and Mustaine go to the sideline for the Cats. Inbound from the baseline left. Comes in underneath to McCleary, who goes up with the shot. Couldn't get it to go. Meyer fights off Gabby Hacker to get the rebound and then gets the outlet to Benson. Benson loses the dribble, and it's picked up by Switzer. Switzer one-on-one with Meyer. Goes around her and then throws up a shot and draws a foul. So she'll head to the free throw line to shoot two. Aubrey Benson called for the foul. That'll be her first.
Yeah, but sequence for Aubrey, with the turnover on the offensive end, came down. I think a little bit of frustration as well, committing that foul at the other end.
Switzer's first two free throw attempts of the night. She misses the first.
But might turn in to be a pretty good foul. I should, would have had a pretty good look at the bucket otherwise.
2:57 to play in the first half, a six-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Second free throw is off the left side of the rim, and Meyer there for the rebound for Northwest. Outlet goes to Benson. She'll bring it across midcourt, right side. Now to the top of the key. On to the left for Taylor Scholl, near the sideline. Scholl will reset the offense for Northwest. Now goes on a drive, stops, jumper from 12. Good for Taylor Scholl. Five now for Scholl. She hit a three-pointer in the first quarter, and it's a 23-15 lead for Northwest Missouri State as we're inside 2.5 minutes to play in the first half. St. Mary with it, top of the key, a three on the way, and that one is good for Summer France. Her first points, and it's a 23-18 game. Northwest with a lead in the basketball. On to the left side, Schechinger gives it up for Benson. Benson with a couple of dribbles to the top of the key, and Tanya Meyer setting a screen, shoved to the floor. Kelsey Switzer will pick up the foul, her second. Second team foul against St. Mary with 2:07 to play in the second quarter. Now Arianne Parker into the lineup for the Spires. Taylor Scholl will inbound right in front of the St. Mary bench. Gets it out to Benson, who's guarded by Parker. Dribbles near the center circle as St. Mary has now switched to a man-to-man defense. Benson into the corner for Taylor Scholl, up to Schechinger. She's got it top of the key. Schechinger on the drive, layup left side, good for Timber Schechinger. That's 6 points for Schechinger, 25-18 Northwest with the lead. 1:46 to go in the first half. Over to the right side, Hinkle with it. Dribbling near the sideline, goes on the drive, picks up the dribble. Now gets a pass back in the right corner, gives it out to the right wing for Franz. Franz hands it to Hinkle. She'll dribble to the wing, spins, goes up with a one-hander. It's off the glass, and it's good. Ashley Hinkle with her first points of the night, 25-20. St. Mary staying close, minute 19 to play in the first half. Right side, Schechinger with it on the wing for Northwest Missouri State. To Schaaf in the corner. Inside to Meyer. Out to Schechinger. Left side, three on the way. It's off the front of the rim. Meyer there for the rebound for Northwest. Brings it out to Benson between the circles. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles over to the right side. Now to Taylor Scholl on the wing. Meyer, top of the key. Left side for Schechinger. Into the corner for Schaaf. Under a minute to play in the first half. Meyer at the free throw line, kicks it right side, Benson, now to Schechinger. Schechinger onto the left side, picks up the dribble, 9 on the shot clock to Benson, inside to Meyer. Meyer is double teamed, puts it on the floor, up with the left hand, and it's good for Tanya Meyer. 6 for Meyer, 27-20, Northwest Missouri State's lead. St. Mary with the basketball. Onto the left side, Parker. She has it on the wing, guarded by Schaaf, brings it to the top of the key, dribbles behind her back. Now works it back over to the left side to Franz. Into the corner, McCleary. Looking inside, wants to get a pass to Hacker. Can't, throws it away. Out toward the top of the key, Schaaf with the steal. One-on-one with Parker. Layup right side, good! With 10 seconds to play in the half. Schaaf with her first points. Hinkle pushes it up the floor, and Benson will commit the foul with 3.7 seconds to play in the first half. That will be the second on Arbor Benson. Fourth team foul against Northwest. Macy Williams into the game along with Jasmine Howe for the Cats. Jessica McAdams in for St. Mary. Inbound comes to Hinkle between the circles. 2 seconds to play in the half. Hinkle on the right side doesn't realize it and runs out of time. Didn't even look toward the bucket. And that's the end of the first half. 29-20. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over the University of St. Mary. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with buckets of original recipe or extra crispy chicken and sides for lunch or dinner.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland Keen, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Back to Bearcat Arena, where we are at the half, 29-20. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over the University of St. Mary. And John, we saw a little bit of consistency, kind of back-to-back halves for Northwest. I don't think they played as well as the second half of Missouri Valley, but played decent basketball in the first half here.
And I think the thing that's most encouraging inside, doing a much better job by getting some points in the paint right now, 22 of their 29 points coming in the paint. You look at second chance points off of offensive rebounds. They scored in double figures at that with 10 points. And I think that's the most encouraging thing, doing a much better job with some play inside. 7 turnovers at halftime. That's down a little bit from what they've had in the past. But still, there's been a few unforced turnovers, I think, the coaching staff like to see them address coming out here in the second half. But overall, playing a little more consistent than what we've seen in the past.
And Northwest, I think, with shooting the ball, that's been kind of the biggest thorn in their side. And even in the 4 losses against pretty good teams, they've gotten a lot of looks. They've worked the offense well, played well on defense. We're seeing all that with the addition of more shots going. I think they could still have more fall, but they've got more shots going, and hopefully that's a confidence thing.
Yeah, and I think the good thing, too, is they're getting more offensive rebounds than they've had in the past, where in the past they've been missing some shots outside and then limited just one shot down the floor. But they're doing a good job crashing the boards and coming up with some second-chance opportunities that just weren't there early in the season.
We are at the half of the women's matchup, 29-20, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over St. Mary. The only game tonight, but when we come back, we'll talk with Northwest assistant coach Austin Meyer about the men's program. They also will be starting conference play later this week when we head down to Bolivar. We'll talk with Austin Meyer after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prentery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
To Bearcat Arena, we're at the half of the Northwest women's matchup against the University of St. Mary, 29-20. The lead for the Bearcats over St. Mary, and Northwest men's assistant Austin Meyer joining us. They'll be back in action later this week when conference play starts against Southwest Baptist. And Austin, I know you had the one non-conference game postponed, but through the first four games, what do you think has been the biggest lesson you guys have learned about your team so far through those four?
I think as far as team goes, it's just coming out ready to go every day and in every practice. You know, we had obviously the game at Augustana. We didn't come ready to play the first half and still had a chance to win late, but just, you know, we didn't come ready, so we know we got to be ready every game. And same thing with the Upper Iowa game, just realizing that we're going to get everybody's best shot when we play them. I think the biggest thing that we've learned is just, you know, starting to figure out roles and where guys are comfortable. Obviously, you know, we've had some injuries, so it's been a little tough. We haven't had a full practice, you know, everybody at practice. We've had Coach Peterson and Bryson practicing every day as well. So we're starting to get people healthier and starting to kind of figure some things out.
When you bring in some new players at the talent level that the new players have, and obviously the guys coming back are at a pretty high talent level as well, is it easier or tougher to figure out roles when the talent across the board is so high?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, but also, you know, at the end of the day, we pretty much have 9 guys we're dressing right now. You know, you see a lot of teams that are, they may have 15, 16 guys, and they're playing a ton of people early on to try to figure it out. Well, we're a little different. We got, you know, 9 guys that dress out, so, you know, we're already down to 9 before the any injuries or anything happens. So, but yeah, as far as obviously Devontae Mosby's been really good for us, coming over from William Jewell, Chris. And now who redshirted for us last year, and obviously he'd been practicing, and he hadn't played organized basketball in a few years. So I think it's just trying to fit those pieces in, and obviously the returners, the guys that have been through it, know what to expect, and now you're trying to blend the new guys in with them. It's a little tough at first, but I think we're getting better.
You talk about Endow having redshirted, and then you've got Dre Starzl who redshirted. Those guys who are able to kind of practice and work with the team but obviously not playing games, what are their challenges getting into gameplay and getting away from just having to worry about practice every day?
Yeah, it's a totally different, you know, ball game. Obviously, they should be familiar with our system, being, you know, going through it for a year, practices, because obviously, you know, what we do in practice is what we try to do in games. You know, I think Chris's biggest thing is is just kind of focusing, you know, playing within himself. And he has a tendency to kind of overthink things rather than just go play off his instincts, because he's very talented. He's very athletic. And, you know, I think a lot of times he's, you know, he may be worrying about what I did wrong here, or, you know, I didn't make this rotation, whatever it may be, rather than just go out and fly around and be aggressive. As we always say, if you're aggressive, we're not really concerned with you making mistakes. You're going to make mistakes. If they're aggressive mistakes, we're fine with them. It's when you're not aggressive, you're not playing hard, and you make mistakes is what really bothers us. And I think Dre, you know, kind of same thing. We always talk about Dre is just having a motor, playing hard all the time. He has a tendency to relax a little bit. And I mean, that's everybody across the board, too, just trying to play hard consistently every day in practice, because if you don't play hard in practice, you're not just going to show up for the game and be able to play hard. You got to play hard every day in practice and get that consistency where that carries over to games.
All right, Coach, we'll catch up with you on Thursday.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant. Again, they'll match up with Southwest Baptist Thursday in the doubleheader that opens MIAA play for Northwest Missouri State. We're at the half of the women's matchup with a 29-20 lead for the Northwest women over the University of St. Mary. When we come back, we'll look at some first half stats. We'll do it right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nullison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. And from the Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthStFrancis.com. Also from Younger Auction Company, auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Meyer Auto Center.
Back to Bearcat Arena, where the Northwest women hold a 9-point lead over the University of St. Mary at the half. A look at some of the first half numbers for Northwest scoring. A couple of players with 6 points apiece, Tanya Meyer and Timber Schekinger. Schekinger also pulled down 7 rebounds, which leads all players. Northwest did rebound St. Mary, out-rebound St. Mary by 2 in that first half. 5 points for Taylor Scholl. She hit both shot attempts she took in the first half. That includes a 3-pointer. 4 points apiece for Shelby Mustaine and Macy Williams. Mustaine picking up her 4 points on 2 of 3 shooting off the bench tonight for Northwest. She also had a couple of block shots in the first half as well. 2 points apiece for Jasmine Howe and Alexa Schaff, rounding out the scoring for Northwest Missouri State. On the other side for St. Mary, their leading scorer is Andrea McClary. She has 6 first half points. She was 2 of 2 at the free throw line. 3 points apiece for Summer France, who hit 1 of 2 three-pointers in the first half. Imani Dixon hit the other three-pointer, and that was all of her scoring in the first half as well. 2 points apiece for Imani White, Ashley Hinkle, Jessica McAdams, and Morgan Brommel for the University of St. Mary rounds out their scoring. For Northwest, 13 of 34 shooting in the first half. They were 1 of 10 from three-point range for the University of St. Mary. 7 of 17 from the field. 2 of 4 from three-point range. Northwest 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Tanya Meyer knocked down both of those, and 4 of 6 shooting at the free throw line for the University of St. Mary in the first half. Northwest did pick up 22 points in the paint in the first half. And I also got 8 points off the turnovers and 10 second chance points, coming on 9 offensive rebounds for Northwest. St. Mary had 8 points in the paint, 2 points off turnovers, and 2 second chance points. So there are some of the numbers from the first half of this one. Northwest Missouri State with a 29-20 lead over St. Mary. We're back with second half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Meyer Auto Center.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information is at 562-4657. And from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 is a family restaurant offering Bearcat fans breakfast all day, as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, as well as network setup, computer training, and data recovery. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, just south of the square, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MerrivilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Back to Bearcat Arena as we're about ready for the second half. Northwest Missouri State and the University of St. Mary in a women's matchup here tonight. 29-20, the lead for the Bearcats. Before we get back to action, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball starting the second half. In the right corner, Timber Schechinger brings it up to Macy Williams. Now back to Schechinger in the corner. Tried to drive baseline, cut off by McClary. Now to Williams. Skip across left side for Taylor Scholl. Zone defense for St. Mary, which they played most of the first half. Macy Williams, right wing three on the way, off the front of the rim. Long rebound to the top of the key. Taylor Scholl will chase it down. Three Spires had already started up four, so Scholl takes it to the hole. Misses the shot inside, but Timber Schechinger there for the rebound for Northwest. Gets it out to Williams, and the Bearcats will reset to Schechinger in the right corner. Williams brings it over to the left side for Scholl. Now to the corner. Howe puts up a three-pointer. Got it to go, and she draws a foul. A three-point play opportunity coming up for Jasmine Howe.
Good job by Northwest going after rebounds. They got the long rebound out front off of the long miss, and then just kept going after it and ended up finding Howe open in the corner.
And I said three-point play opportunity. It'd actually be a four-point play opportunity unless they're calling it well after the shot. The three-pointer is going to be good. So the points will go on the board, but it looks like Northwest is going to get possession of the basketball. Foul call against Ashley Hinkle. That'll be the first on Hinkle, and Northwest inbounds the basketball out to Scholl on the left side. Scholl between the circles. Works it back to the left side for Williams. Now into the corner for Schechinger. Schechinger to Williams. Williams back to Schechinger. Left side of the floor. She drives. Bounce pass inside to Meyer. And Meyer with a layup on the right. Tanya Meyer with 8 points. And it's a 34-20 lead for Northwest Missouri State. St. Mary with the basketball. Dribbling with it on the right side is Hinkle. This lead for Northwest, their largest lead of the game, as the ball is knocked away by Howe. Out of bounds into the St. Mary bench. And an inbound coming for St. Mary, but Coach Bruce Erickson still unhappy about the three-pointer being called good and then Northwest getting an inbound after it. Steps out and is complaining, stepping in the way of his player, Imani White, who is supposed to inbound it. Now two of the three officials having a conversation here.
Going back to the end of the first half, Northwest right now on an 11-2 run.
And now one of those two that was having a conversation has come over to the scorer's table and is chatting with the scorer's table. Okay, so they're changing who the foul call was on. They did call it on Ashley Hinkle. That would have been her first. Instead, it's going to be Jessica McAdams who picks up her first. Still just one team foul against St. Mary. So now St. Mary will inbound. Now that we've got that squared away, out between the circles is Imani White. White with a crossover, tried to drive, is cut off. Now gets it out to the right side for McCleary. McCleary to White. White back to the top of the key. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Over to the left side. Drive by Switzer. She throws it up. Didn't catch the rim. It's tipped out of bounds underneath. It will belong to St. Mary. But they have just 2 seconds to work with on the shot clock. They'll inbound baseline right. Imani White steps out to trigger it in. White still looking. Still looking. Lobs it in. But it's tipped right back at her by Macy Williams, so another inbound coming for St. Mary. Northwest was close to getting their second five count of the night on a baseline inbound. Again, White having trouble finding anybody, lobs it in down on the block, a dribble, a shot on the way, no good for McCleary. The rebound tipped out, and McAdams comes up with it, gets it to White, goes up with the shot, misses, but draws a foul. We'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Macy Williams called for her first.
Fouls on the Bears.
Imani White to the free throw line for the first time tonight. She's 13 of 20 on the season. First free throw is off the front of the rim for Imani White. 34-20, Northwest Missouri State's lead, 8:21 to play in the third quarter. Second free throw is off the back of the rim. The long rebound, though, picked up by Andrea McCleary for St. Mary. To the top of the key, Switzer on the drive, up with the runner, left side, no good. And Timber Schechinger with another rebound for Northwest. Schechinger's been cleaning glass all night. That's her ninth rebound of the night. And now the other way, a held ball call. Tanya Meyer and Andrea McCleary, each with their hands on the basketball in the possession arrow, will give it to the Spires. 14-point Bearcat lead, their biggest of the game, 8:04 to play in the third quarter. And Hinkle across midcourt on the dribble for St. Mary. Between the circles with it, over to the left side for Switzer. Switzer, drive down to the baseline, loses her footing. The ball rolls loose, and it's picked up by Macy Williams. Williams pushes it up the floor to the right side. Toward the corner, looking inside, gets it to Schechinger at the high post. She drives with it, layup left side, won't go. Rebound tipped by Schechinger, but picked up by McCleary along the baseline for St. Mary. Hinkle takes the outlet, calls the offense as she crosses the stripe, works it over to the right side with the dribble, guarded by Jasmine Howe, stopped on the wing as she tried to drive, looking inside, wanting to go to McCleary, now finally gets it to her, Schechinger there defensively, McCleary drive on the baseline, steps on the baseline, forced out of bounds by Timber Schechinger, and that will give it back to Northwest Missouri State.
Timber doing a very good job on defense, as you mentioned, the boards a couple games ago against Rockers had 12 rebounds against the Hawks in that matchup. Struggled some offensively tonight, though, just 3 of 10 from the field. She's had some decent looks inside, just hasn't had those to fall, but she's doing a heck of a job defensively tonight.
Maddie Roberts back in the game for St. Mary. Williams between the circles to the left corner for Howe. Back to Williams on the wing. She tries to drive, ball tipped away, but she gets it out to Howe. Now back to Williams in the left corner. Drives along the baseline, tried to kick a pass in the corner, it goes right to Maddie Roberts. So St. Mary up with the turnover. 34-20, still our score. Northwest Missouri State on top, 6:50 to play in the third quarter. Between the circles, Hinkle with it to the top of the key. Spins and will be called for a carry. Pinned the ball on her shoulder as she made that spin move. That will give it back to Northwest. And Christy Holt will check back in for St. Mary. And we got a timeout for St. Mary head coach Bruce Erickson with 6:42 to play in the third quarter. Northwest Missouri State up by 14. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned, late model autos, and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ILoveTacoJohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back to Bearcat Arena, 34-20. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over the University of St. Mary in the final non-conference game for the Bearcat women. Conference play starts Thursday down in Bolivar against Southwest Baptist for both the women and the men. Northwest will have the ball coming out of the timeout. Macy Williams will bring it up the floor on the left side for the Cats. Still looking at the zone defense from the Spires. To Howe in the corner. She's trapped there, but able to get it to Williams. She'll bring it between the circles. Now work it over to the right side with the dribble. Top of the key, Schechinger. Schechinger on to the left for Howe. Inside to Meyer. Meyer, triple team, gets it out to Williams, right side. Williams started a drive, cut off to Schechinger. Now to Howe, left wing. Howe gets it back over to the right for Williams. Williams with a dribble. Shot from the top of the key. That one no good. Rebound in the paint, picked up by St. Mary as Christy Holt comes out of there with it for the Spires. 14-point Northwest Missouri State lead. On the left side, Imani White with it. White with it on the wing, brings it out between the circles with the dribble. Now tries a drive, gets a nice pass across the paint to Jessica McAdams, and McAdams hits the shot. It's 4-4 McAdams. 34-22, Northwest Missouri State with a lead in the basketball. 5:41 to play in the third quarter. Williams to Scholl on the right side, down to the baseline with the dribble. Now brings it out to Williams, on to the left side for Howe. Howe on the wing with it. Crossover, double teamed as she heads toward the baseline, hesitates. Now bump, gets a bounce pass into Meyer. Meyer up with the shot. Great job by Jasmine Howe to work for that shot for Meyer, and Meyer with 10. 36-22, Northwest on top. 5:15 to play in the third quarter. Top of the key with it is McAdams. Works it to the left side for White. White down to the baseline with the dribble. Spins, looks inside, gets to McAdams. McAdams up with the right hand, shot off the glass too strong. Rebound tipped around. Schechinger out of there with it for Northwest. Gets a quick outlet to Macy Williams. Schechinger now with 10 rebounds in the game. McAdams loses a handle on it. Now it's picked up by St. Mary as they'll work left to right. Into the corner, a three on the way from Maddie Roberts. That's no good. Meyer comes out of there with the basketball and then has it knocked loose and a reach-in foul. Coming against the Spires. This will go against Jessica McAdams. That'll be her second foul. And Alexa Schaaf will check in for Northwest. Gabby Hacker will also come in for the Cats. And we've got a timeout with 4:38 to play in the third quarter. 36-22, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over the University of St. Mary. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116.
Back to Bearcat Arena, 36-22. Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over University of St. Mary. Taylor Scholl brings it up the floor for the Cats, now facing a 2-3 zone out of St. Mary. Scholl with it on the right wing, gets it to Schaaf in the corner. Schaaf nearly had it knocked loose by Roberts. Gets it back out to Scholl, who had Imani White right there defensively. And then Scholl bobbles it, drops it off of her foot and out of bounds. So it will go back to the University of St. Mary with 4:20 to play in the third quarter. Hinkle across midcourt on the right side. Fires a dribble near the sideline, spinning with it, trying to find somebody to get rid of it to, and does so to Timber Schechinger. She wanted to go to Christy Holt, but Schechinger stepped right in front of her to take the pass. Now Taylor Scholl with it for Northwest. Into the left corner. Schechinger drive along the baseline into the paint. Shot off the glass. Good for Timber Schechinger. That's 8 for Schechinger. 38-22, the Northwest lead. 3:49 to play in the third quarter. Out top of the key is Hacker. Hacker down low to Holt. Shot no good. Howell there for the rebound for Northwest. In transition with it up the left side. Now double teamed out near midcourt. Gets rid of it to Meyer. Meyer to Scholl. Taylor Scholl will set the offense for Northwest. Give it up for Howell. Now to the left side, Schechinger in the corner. Schechinger with a couple of dribbles. Gives it up for Scholl. Now inside to Meyer. Meyer back out to Schechinger. Left corner. Drive on the baseline. Tried to go back up to Meyer, but good rotation there by White. She gets the steal for St. Mary. Didn't have numbers. Now works it over to the right side. Hinkle will put up a three on the wing. The air ball loose on the baseline. Roberts comes up with it. Gets it out to Holt. Now Holt over to White. White to the free throw line with a dribble. On to Hinkle, right wing. Back to White, top of the key. Thigh post for Holt. Holt with one dribble. Working against Schechinger. Shoots it over Schechinger. No good. Rebound in the paint to the floor. Meyer trying to keep it alive. Comes up with it. Now we'll have a held ball as Kelsey Switzer was able to go down and get a hand on the basketball. Actually, I believe that was Roberts. And a possession arrow this time giving it to Northwest. And in for the Bearcats comes Shelby Mustaine along with Mallory McAndrews for the Cats. So Northwest Missouri State with it. They lead 38-22 over the University of St. Mary. Scholl to the top of the key, Mustaine. Into the right corner for Howell. Back to Scholl. Skip over to the left side, McAndrews. Into the corner it goes. Schechinger, top of the key for Scholl. Scholl dribbles with it there. Backs out, now drives, stops. Jumper from 13 is good for Taylor Scholl. More aggressive looking for her shot this year than we saw last year. And she has 7 points tonight because of it. 40-22. Northwest with their biggest lead of the game. Cats have only given up 2 points in this third quarter so far. Pass down underneath goes to Hacker. Hacker shot knocked away by Mustaine, who thought she had her third block of the night, but the official says instead that will be your second foul of the night. Each team with two. Hacker to the free throw line to shoot two. Hacker 2 of 4 at the free throw line for St. Mary. And her first one here is good. First point of the night for Gabby Hacker. Jessica McAdams back into the ball game along with Summer Franz, Kelsey Switzer, and Tiara Tate. Hacker the only one remaining on the floor for St. Mary, but she has a substitute waiting for her in Andrea McClary. And McClary will now come in after Hacker hits her second free throw. Makes it a 40-24 game. Northwest with the lead, 2:02 to play in the third quarter. Scholl across midcourt with the dribble. Between the circles with it. Now onto the left side. Gets it on the wing, McAndrews. Back to Scholl. into the left corner for Schechinger. Drive along the baseline. Schechinger up with a shot too strong. Rebound for McCleary inside for St. Mary. That one will come to Tierra Tate. She'll set the offense from the center circle for the Spires. Brings it to the right sideline. Goes inside to McCleary. Shot blocked away by Mustaine, but it goes right to Jessica McAdams, who hits the shot off the glass. That's 6 for McAdams, 40-26. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. Taylor Scholl calls out the offense as she works it to McAndrews over on the left side. Now back to Scholl between the circles. On to the left, McAndrews into the corner for Schechinger. Schechinger back to Scholl to Schechinger. Inside to Mustaine, who was fouled from behind. Coming over on the help side, Andrea McCleary will pick up her second foul. Third team foul, so Northwest will inbound baseline left. Schechinger lobs it in for Scholl near the top of the key. Scholl with a couple of dribbles. Now we'll work it over to the right side of the floor. Gets it to Howe on the wing. She goes on the drive, splits the defense, and hits the layup. Howe with 7 points, 42-26. Northwest Missouri State up. Under a minute to play in the third quarter. Over to the right side, Tate. Dribbles near the sideline. Spires the dribble, guarded by Scholl. Now between the circles. And goes to the high post, McAdams. Into the right corner, Switzer. Looks inside. Nice lob for McCleary, who hits the shot on the left side. That's 8 for McCleary. Half a minute to play in the third quarter. Northwest Missouri State with a basketball up 42-28. About a second difference between the game and shot clocks here at the tail end of the third quarter. Scholl between the circles to the left side for Howe. Howe back to Scholl. Out of the high post, Mustaine. Touch pass out to McAndrews. Top of the key for Scholl. Underneath to Howe. Howe takes the pass. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound loose in the lane. Tate comes out of there with it for St. Mary. 3 on the clock. Tate will take it to the baseline. Backs it out. Tries to get a pass inside. McAndrews knocks it away. And St. Mary will not get a shot off at the tail end of the third quarter. 42-28 Northwest Missouri State's lead over the Spires. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers a selection of new automobiles and pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Back to Bearcat Arena, start of the fourth quarter. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over St. Mary, 42-28. The Spires with the basketball to start this final stanza. Over on the right side, Tate. Throws it away. Taylor Scholl steps in front of the pass, gets the steal, takes it all the way, misses the layup. And then on the rebound, McAndrews has it ripped out of her hands by Tate. She'll bring it back up the floor for Northwest. Pass inside goes to McAdams. Turnaround shot blocked away by Mustaine, who gets the rebound. And outlet to Timber Schechinger. Now for Scholl. Scholl between the circles with the dribble. To the high post, Mustaine. Now to the right corner, Schechinger. Schechinger out to Scholl. Scholl to Schechinger in the right corner. Now top of the key for Howe. Howe inside to Mustaine. Left-handed shot. Good for Shelby Mustaine. 6-4 Mustaine. 44-28. Northwest Missouri State on top. 9:05 to play in this ball game. Tate dribbles on the right side for St. Mary. Looking at a zone defense out of Northwest. Out between the circles it goes. Take that back. They are in a man-to-man. Pass inside nearly taken by Mustaine. But it's picked up by McAdams, who kicked it out to Tate. And it's knocked away by Howe into the bench. So St. Mary, a couple of ragged passes, will still have possession as they inbound it.
Northwest did a pretty good job last few possessions getting in the passing lanes for St. Mary and either knocking the ball away or getting steals out of it.
Arion Parker and Christy Holt into the lineup for St. Mary. Also into the lineup for the Spires, Ashley Hinkle. She has it on the right side. One dribble, brings it out top of the keeper, Parker. Over to the left side, Switzer. And they lost track of time, as did the officials. They looked just as surprised as anybody that the shot clock went off. And it is a shot clock violation, and Northwest will have the basketball.
Seen that happen a couple times for St. Mary's with the shot clock, as well as the clock winding down at the end of a couple quarters here, where St. Mary's just unaware of how much time was left.
Scholl between the circles with it. Tried to cross over, almost knocked away, but she gets it to Howe right side. Top of the key for Schechinger. Back to Howe in the right corner. Now to Scholl. She'll bring it back middle of the floor. Set the offense. High post Mustaine. Right side for Howe. Howe left open. Will take a three, and it's good. Nothing but net for Jasmine Howe. Her second three-pointer of the game. She has 10 points, and it's 47-28 Northwest. Just over 8 minutes to play in this one. St. Mary with the basketball. Parker on the right sideline to the high post. Gets it for Holt. Spins, kicks it out left side, Hinkle, back to Parker. She goes on a drive, down to the baseline, through the lane, lobs it over to McClary. Top of the keeper, Hinkle, to Parker, left corner, three on the way. That's off the front of the rim. Howe will chase down the rebound on the run for Northwest. Dribbling it across the left side. Between the circles for Scholl. She calls out the offense as Parker comes out defensively, gets a screen out of the high post. Mustaine, shot from 14, good for Shelby Mustaine. That's eight for Mustaine. 49-28, Northwest Missouri State's lead. Across the timeline with it, Switzer. Switzer into the right corner. Hinkle, a three on the way from her off the front of the rim. Rebound for Howe on the backside for Northwest. Rebounds on back-to-back trips down the floor for Jasmine Howe. And Taylor Scholl with it between the circles for Northwest. Works it over to the right side on the wing for Howe. Out of the high post, Schechinger. One dribble down the lane. Up with the shot. Got it to go on the right side. And Timber Schechinger with a double-double tonight for Northwest. 10 points, 10 rebounds for the senior. 51-28, Northwest Missouri State on top. 6:47 to go. Parker dribbles across the timeline with it. Works it to Hinkle on the right side. Now back to Parker between the circles. Over to the right for Hinkle. Now to Parker on the left side. Parker at the top of the key with it. Looks inside. Nice pass to Holt. And Holt travels with the basketball. She tried to get under control underneath the basket. So that'll give it back to Northwest Missouri State. Aubrey Benson and Macy Williams back in for Northwest. Taylor Scholl and Jasmine Howe to the sideline. And Monty White back on the floor for St. Mary along with Gabby Hacker. 51-28 the lead for the Northwest women. Williams over to the left side. Gets it on the wing. McAndrews. Back to Williams. Over to the right side for Benson. To Williams between the circles. Over to the left side of the floor, McAndrews. Back to Williams. Inside to Schechinger. Schechinger will take it to the hole and lay it up left side. Schechinger with 12, and it's a 53-28 lead for Northwest. Quick pass ahead goes to Kelsey Switzer, and Switzer draws a foul. Macy Williams going for the steal. Instead picks up her second foul. First foul against Northwest in this fourth quarter. And Morgan Brommel checks back into the lineup for St. Mary. Parker takes the inbound, backs it out near the center circle. Waiting for her teammates to get lined up properly to start the offense. Parker will slowly dribble it over to the right side. Sees a double team coming. Brings it back to the left. Tried to lob a pass down low. Overthrows Gabby Hacker. It goes out of bounds. And Northwest Missouri State will have it. Williams will bring it up the floor for Northwest. Over to the left side, McAndrews. Gets it in the corner, Schechinger. Up to Williams. Now back to Schechinger in the corner. Top of the key for Benson. Benson lost the handle on it, but punches it out to McAndrews, right wing. Top of the key, Williams. Williams onto the left side. Schechinger in the corner. Drive along the baseline. Out top of the key. McAndrews takes a three. Got it! Nothing but net for Mallory McAndrews for Northwest Missouri State as McAndrews scores her first points as the Bearcat. On to the left side, Parker. Gets it to White. Northwest up 56-28. 5:04 to play in this one. St. Mary with the basketball. Left side, Brommel. Gets it down to White on the baseline. Bounce pass inside. Hacker will hit the layup on the right side. That's four for Gabby Hacker. Inside 5 minutes to play in this one. 56-30. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. Williams down to the corner. Right side for Schechinger. Back to Williams. Inside Mustaine with a dribble to Schechinger in the corner. Williams thought about a three instead to McAndrews. Left corner. Benson takes a three. That one's no good. Schechinger there for the rebound for Northwest. Cats with a fresh shot clock and a timeout for Northwest. 4:28 to go, 56-30 their lead over St. Mary. We're back to Bearcat Arena in 2 minutes. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from New Balance, Nike, Brooks, and Asics, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Aubrey Benson hits a shot for Northwest Missouri State. 58-30 their lead over St. Mary. 3:50 to play in this one. Over to the right side, a long three put up by Summer France. That no good. Air ball out of bounds underneath, and that will get Maria Dentlinger back in the lineup for the Bearcats. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcats with the basketball, leading it by 28. Carly Wilhelmy works it left side for Dentlinger. Now onto the wing, McAndrews. Top of the key for Williams. Williams down to the corner. McAndrews will take a three. Nothing but net. Mallory McAndrews hits her second three of the night. Her first two buckets as a Bearcat. And Northwest leads 61-30. Now over on the left side, Imani White down to the baseline on the drive. Draws a foul. Inbound coming for St. Mary on the baseline left. Foul against Carly Wilhelmy will be her first. Taryn Scholl will come into the lineup for Northwest as Macy Williams will come to the sideline. And an inbound on the baseline left for White. Comes out to the left side, Brommel to White in the corner. Thought about a drive, too many defenders, so she'll kick it out to Brommel, back to White. Now we'll try the drive on the baseline, cut off, nice pass to Hacker, and Hacker hits the shot inside. That's six for Gabby Hacker. 61-32, Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. 2:50 to play. Between the circles, left is Dentlinger. Works it right side. Taryn Scholl, Wilhelmy. Into the corner for Benson. Benson along the baseline. Her pass is tipped loose, and Parker will come up with the basketball. One-on-one with McAndrews. Goes by her, loses a handle on it, but it's picked up in the left corner by Franz. Out to White. She'll try a drive. Up with the shot off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped inside. Taryn Scholl will come out of there with it for Northwest. Head to Benson on the right side. To the wing. Now to the left side. McAndrews, top of the key. Dentlinger, three on the way. Nothing but net. Maria Dentlinger hits the three-pointer.
Maria Dentlinger.
And for Dentlinger, that is her first three as a Bearcat, and they lead it 64-32. With 2 minutes to play, Parker on the right side for St. Mary. On to the left for Franz. Back to Parker. Now to Brommel. She'll put up a three, and that's good. Morgan Brommel, 5 points. Timeout, St. Mary. 1:52 to go. 64-35, Northwest lead. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, and shipping services for UPS and FedEx. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More information at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Back to Bearcat Arena, 64-35. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over the University of St. Mary. Northwest trying to begin conference play on back-to-back wins, which looks pretty good right now. Benson with it for Northwest. Ahead to Taryn Scholl on the right side. 1:45 to play. Pass inside to Wilhelmy is knocked loose and picked up by St. Mary. Maddie Roberts got a hand on it. And St. Mary with the basketball. Over to the right side, Parker. Lobs it inside to Hacker. Hacker, double team, kicks it into the corner. A three on the way from Roberts. No good. Taryn Scholl tips the rebound to keep it alive. Tipped it away from Hacker, and now a held ball in the possession arrow will give it to Northwest Missouri State.
It's been a pretty solid second half for Northwest defensively, limiting St. Mary to just 15 points in this second half.
64-35 the score with 1:18 to go. Benson to Dentlinger between the circles. Dentlinger goes on the drive, kicks it out. Alexa Schaff takes a three, and that's good. Northwest is heated up with the players off the bench late in this ball game, and they lead it 67-35. Cross midcourt, Parker has it knocked away by Benson, right to Schaff, back ahead to Benson, layup on the right side, knocked away by Parker, who will come up with the basketball. And Parker across the timeline, under a minute to play. Goes to the floor, but gets rid of it, over to Franz, who puts up a three. Hacker with the rebound after the miss, and draws a foul. She'll head to the free throw line to shoot two. The Northwest foul is called on Carly Wilhelmy. That will be her second. 67-35, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 44 seconds to go. Free throw in and out, no good for Gabby Hacker.
It's been a strong fourth quarter for Northwest offensively, scoring 25 points in the fourth quarter alone.
Second free throw for Hacker. Off the front of the rim, Taryn Scholl rips down the rebound for Northwest. Outlet will go to Benson. She'll walk it across the timeline right side. Now to Scholl on the wing. Scholl with the drive through the lane. Reverse layup off the glass. No. And the rebound for Summer Franz inside for St. Mary. 25 seconds to play. Pass on the right side. Taken away. Schaff gets the steal. And one of the players for St. Mary crashed into the scorer's table, but pops up. She's okay. And Benson with it in the front court. Northwest can just run the clock out as we hit 10 seconds to play. And the Bearcats will secure back-to-back wins, beating Missouri Valley last Tuesday and coming away with a win over the University of St. Mary here tonight at Bearcat Arena. 67-35, the final score. Northwest with a win over St. Mary. We owe you a timeout before we go to our postgame. We're back to Bearcat Arena in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Today's broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 offers Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001.
Back to Bearcat Arena. The Northwest women come away with the win tonight. 67-35, the final, as they beat University of St. Mary out of Leavenworth, Kansas for Northwest. That moves their record to 2-4 on the season. And for St. Mary, their record will remain the same. This will be considered an exhibition for St. Mary tonight. So Northwest Missouri State will get into MIAA play on Thursday on back-to-back wins after the victory here tonight. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more from Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More at Heinlein Home Furnishings.com. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, or other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131 in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com. Also from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens up at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.beincollege.com.
The Postgame Report, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back to Bearcat Arena, the Northwest women with a 67-35 win over the University of St. Mary. And after the 0-4 start against four teams that right now have a combined record of 21-2, I think, John, these last two games very important for Northwest. While they saw a lot of good opponents, there's also a confidence thing that you have to have, and I think these two wins will help Northwest going into conference play.
Hopefully so, and especially offensively, as they were able to score 67 total points, and a really big fourth quarter for Northwest, putting up 25 points in the fourth quarter. A lot of bench players are able to get out and do some things tonight as well. So really a good team effort for Northwest, and hopefully they can build on what they were able to do offensively, not only from the outside, but also getting some good looks in the paint tonight that we're dropping down. So hopefully this is something that they can carry over into the conference season.
67-35 final, Northwest with a win over St. Mary. We're back with the Extra Effort Award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from New Balance, Nike, Brooks, and Asics, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nw-av.com. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost 150 years. The right bank is right at your fingertips at NVB.com.
The Post-Game Report, supported by Championship Motors.
.67-35, our final. The Northwest Missouri State women with the win tonight over the University of St. Mary. It is time for our extra effort award. And, John, tonight looking toward a double-double.
Timber Schechinger ends up with 12 points, pulled down 11 rebounds. She's been really consistent on the boards all season long, was able to get some shots to fall, especially in the second half, where she ends up again with 12 points to go along with those 11 boards, 6 of 14 from the field. Also had 3 assists and 3 steals tonight. So just a really an all-around good game for Timber Schechinger.
A couple other players in double-digit scoring tonight for Northwest, Tanya Meyer and Jasmine Howe, each with 10 points. Howe, 2 of 6 shooting from outside the arc. Meyer also finished with 7 rebounds for Northwest. 8 points off the bench for Shelby Mustaine on 4 of 5 shooting for Shelby tonight. 7 points from Taylor Scholl. That was on 3 of 5 shooting, including a 3-pointer in the first half. 5 points for Alexa Schaaf. She had a 3-pointer as well, hit both shot attempts she took in this ball game. 4 points for Macy Williams, and 3 points tonight for Maria Dentlinger, who knocked down a 3-pointer for the Bearcats. 6 points as well for Mallory McAndrews, as she was 2 of 2 on her 3-point attempts for Northwest tonight. Leading scorer on the other side for St. Mary, 8 points out of McClary tonight to lead the way for them. But again, our final score, 67-35, Northwest with a win over the University of St. Mary. We're back to Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information is available at 562-7562 or online at MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. And from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Support also comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 and also supplies Bearcat fans with buckets of original recipe or extra crispy chicken and sides for tailgating. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Diner 71 in Maryville and the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 is a family restaurant offering Bearcat fans breakfast all day, as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471. And from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com. Also from Maryville Daily Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday and news updates throughout the day at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
The post-game report, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back to Bearcat Arena after a 67-35 win over the University of St. Mary tonight for Northwest Missouri State. Joining us now is Northwest head coach Michael Smith. And, Coach, we're just chatting here before going back on the air, and we just keep talking about a bunch of different players. Last year it seemed like there was a few that we really talked a lot about, but you're seeing a lot of contributions from several different players in these, especially these last couple of games.
Yeah, it has. It's been nice, you know, kind of like what you and I talked about. I mean, our four losses have been against, you know, those teams with overall, ridiculous record, which I really think is going to prepare us for MIAA. But these last few games, we've been able to come back to Bearcat Arena, especially, you know, our familiar surroundings. And, you know, we did. We had a lot of kids step up tonight, as you mentioned. You know, we got a lot of bounce scoring, three kids in double figures. You know, Timber back moving her back to her natural position at the four, and she gets us another double-double. You know, I thought she played with great energy tonight. I thought it was nice to see Shelby Mustaine come back off the bench and do what she's capable of doing. You know, she doesn't understand it, but those younger kids, they really look up to her because she's talking all the time and everything. So it was nice to see her get back on track tonight with that. You know, just going down the line, you know, I mean, it's you know, everybody's going to key in on Tanya. I mean, she doesn't realize it yet, but she's better get ready for it. I mean, every time she caught it, they double-teamed her and triple-teamed her.
Yep.
And she just can't get frustrated. I mean, it's a compliment is what it is, mm-hmm. You know. And she was still able to give us some good production. Just got frustrated at times. But, you know, like I tell people all the time, I forget that kid's just a sophomore. You know, just starting her sophomore season. And she's just growing and growing every day. I feel like I don't have to get onto her as much as I used to, which is nice for me. You know, 10-7 in 21 minutes. I mean, you take that any day. Anybody take that any day of the week, you know. But Taylor's been playing better, I think, the off-guard position. You and I talked a little bit about that. Just I think it takes a little more pressure off her, making decisions and knowing when to pass it, et cetera. But it was good to see our kids come off the bench and get some shots. You know, Mal McAndrews works hard every day in practice. She comes in and goes 2-for-2 from three, you know, and she's smiling. It's nice to see her smiling. And, you know, Mo hits a three, and Shaw hits a three. And, you know, Jazz struggled a little bit. But I told her at halftime, I go, listen, you just went 12-for-12 in the last two games.
Yeah.
You can hit them.
Yeah.
And then she goes, I think, well, she goes 2-for-2 in the second half from three. You know what I mean? It's just like these kids understand that that's what they're born to do. That's what they've been doing all their life. And, you know, it was fun to watch this team. I mean, we outscored them 38-15 in the second half.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been trying to tell them. They just got to understand. They're a good team.
How much with any team, not just this team, do they kind of need to prove to themselves on the floor, see it happen, before maybe they do buy into that and realize, hey, he's exactly right?
More than you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we could go five straight wins and they still wouldn't believe. I mean, you know, it's just... Because it's, you know, it is hard. It's different. We got a bunch of young kids, you know, that have never really, you know, won more than two or three games at a time type deal. You know what I mean? And so it's a different level. And like I told our kids, it's nice to be riding two-game winning streak going into conference. And basically our record is 0-0.
Yep.
Now we get ready to go on the road. You know, we didn't play very well down there last year. Our returners remember that. And hopefully we'll use that as a little momentum to get ready, prepare these next few days to go down to SBU.
One of the things you told us about in the pregame was you encouraged the team. You wanted to see that ball reversed, using both sides of the floor, and it seemed like they did a good job of that tonight.
Much better in the second half, too. We stressed that at halftime. You know, getting the ball moved side to side, making their defense have to move, and then it allowed gaps for drives and kicks, those type of things. But when you keep the ball on one side, the defense just shifts and it stays there. It's easy to guard. And I keep telling them, I said, ladies, I promise you, I'm not going to put you in a bad position if you just listen. You know, just listen and do what we say, and hopefully that will catch on. But it was nice to get a win tonight for sure.
Well, Coach, some good momentum, and we'll catch up to you on Thursday in Bolivar.
All right. Sounds good.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. Again, their win tonight, 67-35 over the University of St. Mary. We'll be back to wrap it up from Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of the Bearcat Radio Network. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's is open 24 hours and offers Northwest Athletic fans the McDonald's Bearcat Sack. Details are available in-store. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300. And from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 is a family restaurant offering Bearcat fans breakfast all day, as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471. And from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com. Also from Maryville Daily Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday and news updates throughout the day at MarylandDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes in town or out and farms in northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
The post-game report, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Sixty-seven thirty-five, our final score. The Northwest Missouri State women with the win over the University of St. Mary. The Bearcats will enter conference play with a 2-4 record. And again, conference play starts on Thursday. It'll be a doubleheader for the Northwest women and men, with the women's game tipping off at 5:30 in Bolivar. The men to follow at about 7:30. We'll be on the air at 5:10 with the pregame show before the women's matchup on Thursday in Bolivar. For the Bearcat men, that's their next action as well. They had their last non-conference before conference play postponed on Friday against Kansas Wesleyan, so they're ready for MIAA play this week as well. And don't forget Bearcat football coming up again this weekend as Northwest Missouri State into the quarterfinals of the Division II playoffs, and this time around, John, a familiar foe, as happens every once in a while in the playoffs.
Yeah, Emporia State coming off a good win over Henderson State this past Saturday. They'll come back to Bearcat Stadium. Northwest defeated Emporia State earlier this year in a big matchup on a Saturday evening, and got out to an early lead against the Hornets, and hopefully they can do the same again this upcoming Saturday afternoon.
And there will be a 1 o'clock kickoff on Saturday afternoon, and for students that haven't been by the student services desk to pick pick up tickets. Some of those 200 free tickets, courtesy of the Bearcat Booster Club, still remain. So head over to the student services desk as soon as it opens tomorrow and take advantage of free tickets for the Emporia State game. Again, they had a lot of 200, so as soon as those are gone, then you'll have to start paying for tickets, so take advantage of that at the student services desk. So that's what we've got coming up. Also this weekend, Bearcat basketball at Central Missouri Saturday, so the busy sports schedule with football crossing over into basketball continues this weekend and along the Bearcat Radio Network. Again, our final score here tonight, Northwest Missouri State women with a win over University of St. Mary, 67-35. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Gorder. So long from Bearcat Arena.